Any other words you around here?
I don't think so.
Piney
Woods rooter. They're not right around here, though. They're in extreme south Georgia.
He said feral hog is wild.
A what?
Feral. That's a hog, a domestic hog.
Would you ever hear people around here use the word razorback?
Sure have.
Razorback generally referred to these inbred hogs that are real lean and very undesirable for meat purposes.
They're tough, I imagine. I don't believe you could eat them.
Yes, ma'am. But you have heard the word.
I have. Yeah. Razorback.
Okay. All right. How would you describe the noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned? You might say
it's blading.
Okay. What about a cow when it's
she's mooing? Is that what
lowing?
Lowing.
Right. And a horse.
Neighing. He's weaning.
You ever hear wicker?
Wicker.
Mm-hmm. Something like that. What's the general word that you would use for animals like cows and horses and mules? You say you've got a lot of
animals. Stock.
Does when somebody says cattle, does that just suggest cows and bulls, but not horses?
Cattle is cows and
yeah. So stock would include
stock
horses.
Would include horses too, I think.
Okay. And feathered animals, a general word for chickens and geese.
Fowls.
Sure.
Domestic fowls.
Yes, ma'am. What about a hen that's sitting on a nest of eggs trying to hatch them out?
She's a sitting hen.
Okay. Do you have
an old setting hen.
An old
setting hen. What's the name of the place where you keep your chickens?
Chicken house. Fowl house. Chicken yard.
What about the little wood things?
Coop.
Sure.
Chicken coop.
And when you fry a chicken, there's usually a piece that children like to get. So they
drumstick.
And there's one that they like to
a wishbone.
There you go. What's supposed to be, what's supposed to happen, you know?
You're supposed to have good luck if you get the short part of the wishbone.
Put it on the table and break it.
Yeah.
So it
and
does,
the one that gets the short part gets married first.
I see. Okay. And do you have a name for the inside parts of an animal, like a pig or a calf, that you could eat, but that you might not normally eat, like the heart and the lungs and all that?
Liver, lights, was it hog, intestines,
what?
Chitlins.
That would be the intestine.
Uh-huh.
Okay. Have you ever heard the word around here, hashlet, to mean
hashlet?
I've heard it, but not too often. Lights and all chopped up together. Yeah.
And you call that the, what was the word that you used?
Hashlet?
Hashlet stew is what I've always heard. Hashlet stew.
I never heard it because we didn't eat it.
Okay.
Colored folks mostly ate that.
All right. What about this expression, if you hear your animals making noise, you know, they're hungry? Toward the end of the day, you might say, well, I didn't know it was so late. It's getting right on to...
Got to go feed up.
So it's what time is it?
Feeding time.
Mm-hmm. What time of day was it?
About 6 o'clock.
Okay. Around here, if a man wanted to get his cows to come in from the pasture, how would he call to them?
What?
Have you heard that?
Uh-huh.
Could you kind of make that noise for me?
What?
Do people ever hear a sook cow? Sook cow?
Now that's from Alabama too.
Yeah.
We had a neighbor one time from Alabama and that's the way she called her cow.
But yours was...
Sook cow!
That wasn't too familiar to y'all.
No.
Okay. What about if you wanted to get your horses?